You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to the Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed. #1, Alvin III. Again, that is facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Please check out my archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here is what I have for you all today. I have a double header for you, people. The vote and the animal. So what am I talking about? Well, the first one is, you probably understand, within the next 30 or less days, we have our United States national election coming up. And I wanted to talk about what my vote's going to be. This is kind of an unpopular thing to do, especially in a polarizing time such as this. I want to give you some insight into what me as a fairly intellectual black man has come to decision to do when it comes to this election. And it's simply this, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to vote myself this year. This is something that, for the most part, I've been doing for the last, 10 years, I can't remember the last time that I actually voted for somebody besides myself. And so, in voting myself on election day, what it means for me is that I'm just going to take some time off from work, relax myself, relax my mind, rest well, eat well, and probably just watch what happens. Well, you got to ask me, how did I get to this point? Why don't I have a certain political identification or ideology, although I pay attention to politics? And I'll be glad to break that down for you. There's certain things that I want from my politics. Yes, but as both parties and both core ideologies stand, there's not much of a benefit either way for me as an intellectually thinking black man with to have enough incentive to actually take the time and energy and put in a vote, especially if... I just really haven't, I've kind of ignored registering, so I'm not doing mail-in voting, and I'm not going to the damn polls to risk my life for an ideology that may help me on one thing but holds me back on others. And let me explain. Let's start with the traditional way that black people are supposed to vote, which is for the liberals or the Democrats. I can't in good conscience do that because as a black man growing up in this environment, society, last 30 something odd years, I haven't really seen just an immense support for black men through the liberal or Democratic agenda. The support for the black man in that environment stops by the time he reaches, I want to say, 12, 13, something like that, when he starts getting indoctrinated into the prison system because of the environment that he grew up under, which is usually under a single mother. And also, once he gets to a higher level, a certain class divide in corporate America, because if matched up with the same credentials, the black woman will have a significant advantage into the corporate office because of the perception of being less threatening. That's one thing. So you got prison, you got job restriction and opportunity restriction because of your gender. And you also have an academic and fiscal acceleration of the black female ahead of the black male. It's an unequal environment politically. And also other support systems for the black female. So it's not just about ideology, it's about resource distribution as well. And the other thing to it is that the liberal side has a fairly extreme feminist doctrine and feminist ideology behind it. There's a over, in my opinion, over emphasis upon the equality of women, when in actuality it's gotten to the point here in Westernized society, the equality is so hard fought for, it's starting to become superiority. So I can't in good conscience make a vote in that direction on the liberal side. To hop back over to the conservative side, aside from other theories that I will not go into on this podcast, what I don't like about the conservative side is kind of the polar opposite to the liberal side. And what I mean by that is that with the conservative side, no matter how you slice it, there is a sizable portion of white supremacist thought patterns and agendas that arguably has us under the administration that we had, if not outright racism. Just the galvanization of that subset of society and the garnering of their votes is how this one of the ways this administration was able to make it into the offices for the last 4 years. Can't ignore that. Have to be aware of it. And really, that's it. So be a black man, I'm like public enemy number one to the white supremacist ideologies, talking points, the assumptions of my personal inferiority or my personal savagery is already inherent, as evidenced by also the continual violence towards black men, the automatic assumption of hostile aggression of the black man, the assumed sexual aggression and prowess of the black man. So these are all things that impact me whether I want them to or not. And the least I could do is have a certain level of consciousness about how I apply my vote. With that being said, I'm voting myself. I'm voting my ability to adapt and to manage the political policies that will roll out, notwithstanding whoever gets in. And the least that I could do on those days is just give myself rest and reflection. So that's my whole take upon the whole voting. Of course, pay attention to politics, but I only need to pay attention in a sense in how I can adapt to the policies that are rolled out either way. And that's my line of reasoning on that. And I would also implore other black men to probably reconsider doing that. Just vote themselves this coming election year. Stop putting so much emotional energy into things that you have extreme limited control of, and focus on the things that you do, which is in this case is yourself. So that is the first part of the doubleheader. So let's get to the second part. The second part is about the animal. So animal, what I'm talking about is actually in this message is directly more to the uninitiated brothers when it comes to or uninitiated men or younger men or men just realizing that they haven't been initiated into the realm of sexual politics, which can really have a sizable impact upon your lifestyle, your resources, your life, your being, all of that, if you don't manage it or you don't have an awareness of it well. Anyway, there was a post by a woman on Facebook. She said, "I want a healthy relationship with toxic relationship sex. I want a healthy relationship with toxic relationship sex." And of course, you know, I was inspired and I had to give my thoughts across Facebook about that. And here's what I said. I said, most relationship men haven't tapped into their inner animal. Their predictable / stable demeanor is what attracts them, which is the men, for a stable relationship to women and role of boyfriend / husband. The unpredictability and curiosity pulls her to the dangerous / emotionally unavailable / drowning in other women guy. These dateable men only see one side of that woman because she fears being seen as too far turned out sexually. So wait for it. In other words, wait for my idea or wait for my thoughts on this. A man is forced to know a woman better than she knows herself. Embody everything that turns her on and keeps all or most aspects of her entertained or satisfied, no matter how conflicting. And she has the most difficult time often reconciling or revealing who she fully is, which is fear of judgment. The definition of a good sex varies for every woman too. The commonality is usually a man who knows how to get in her mind, switch up between soft and savage, timely enough to help her trigger a series of orgasms in the sessions, or match or exceed the same style of pattern of sex of one of her past lovers did to her. She looks to be triggered and opened back up to that high again. This is very important. If you're not uninitiated, which I hope that I'm being a catalyst for your initiation into the importance of mastering sexual politics, at least in your personal life, there's a duality with all of us, but I believe there's a starker duality when it comes to the psyche of the woman, because it's evident in generally her flow, her living, her being for one thing in one moment and being for another thing in another moment at the change of any moment, which is just a core part of femininity, the fluidity of it all. But the fluidity oftentimes does not hand itself well to having structured relationships, especially in a time when a woman's freedom is emphasized in our society. Is it right? Is it wrong? Constant debate, circular argument. What we can agree on is that it is what it is. So I wanted to tell fellas who didn't know, there's a duality in your woman. If I had to put money on it, there's a duality in every woman and your woman. And you find yourself having to come to really, truly understand her through observation, or the woman that you're dealing with, at the same time, through very keen observation, to the point to where you understand her better than she understands herself. Which is ironic, because many women, in a sense, kind of fear being fully understood, because when she's fully understood, you can read them like a book. You can read them with clarity, and there's parts of her that she does not want to be seen. But if you don't see those parts, you don't know whether there's either compatibility there, or whether you can help her to realize those sides of herself. But the game is, she doesn't really tell you a lot, or she has a very difficult time of telling or expressing to you the fullness of who she is. But in understanding her and understanding that, then you have a good shot of helping her complete the cycle that is her changing ways and her changing demeanors and things like that, especially when it comes to the sexual realm, because a woman desires and she wants different things at different moments, from the sexual session all the way to different parts of the month and things like that. And helping her complete her sexual fulfillment, her sexual release, is something that she definitely will have a deep value for you in. If it weren't the case, just take it from the example of a highly sexually charged, sexually satisfying, but emotionally available man who naturally knows how to tap into those cycles and help release her. But it could also be said that she's already psychologically, or some would say energetically, predisposed to certain men, which makes it easier for them to arouse her than for other men to do so. Knowing this critical thing and key thing, you'll realize over time, if you haven't already, working too hard, aside from understanding a woman, working too hard for her arousal or her pleasure or her release, is less effective. Worst case scenario, it's futile, because she already has certain predispositions built in over time about you that's either going to lean toward you helping to arouse her easily, or lean away from it. But if it leans away from it, what you'll probably see, especially in the context of sexual politics, is she's going to want you to, quote unquote, do more. She's going to have more hoops for you. And those hoops are not going to be usually positive. They're just going to be things that she feels you need to do to compensate for her time and presence in your life. And it goes back to a conversation that I had, I think, about a week or two ago or a week ago about reciprocation. So there may be implicit or non-implicit demand placed upon you in order to keep presence in her life, while at the same time her not giving you much of a place of prominence, especially when it comes to the sexual realm. If she has an experience where she feels that you are not sexually dominating and thoroughly satisfying her, those things will leak outside of the bedroom, and demands will be made implicitly or covertly for you to be around her, which brings an added stress, an added layer of unnecessary drama into your life. So if you don't want that drama, you want to sleep well, you want to be well, yes, be a fit and sexually intense man. But if what you bring don't hit hard to her, let her go. Let her go find another man whose signature hits harder with her, whether she understands that or not, because you will be in a continual state of trying to prove your power or your influence over someone who may either directly or indirectly may be handicapping you or restricting you from going that deep with her. And that is the real talk with AH3.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.